Hey everyone, this is Tay-Bay coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee, and you are listening to Lee Williams.
If you were gonna park that truck by the levee, if you were gonna kiss that girl, if you were gonna lay in the bed of the ship, staring up at a small town world, if you were gonna buy some beer with your brother's ID, the one he made in high school, if you were gonna give her your heart and put it all on the line, it happened on a Saturday night, drove a little too fast. You'd smile at me from a shotgun seat, sipping on whiskey 7. If you were gonna steal my heart and maybe cross that line, it happened on a Saturday night. Drove a little too fast, kissed a little too slow, turned it all the way up, burning down a back road, spilled some paint on the ground when we painted that town. If it happened, then it happened on
telephone line from Nashville is Tay-Bay. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? How about yourself?
Good, good. We missed you in London. I was supposed to see you on the Nashville Meets London in August, but unfortunately things didn't work out, so we're catching up with the interview now. How did you enjoy your trip to the UK?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, I got to see parts of the UK that I hadn't seen before, even though I used to live there for a little bit. In London, so it was great. It was great to get up towards the Manchester way. We went up to Norwich on the coast, which is actually where my grandfather is from. So okay. It was a cool little trip.
Because you're originally from Canada, aren't you?
I am. Yeah, I was born in a place called Peterborough, which is how we pronounce it here. But apparently, you guys say Peterborough. So we actually have a lot of. It's really funny. Actually, we have so many English towns. We took your names. Up in Canada, there's so many towns and cities that have taken names from the UK. But, yeah, originally from Peterborough, grew up in the Toronto area of Canada. And, yeah, have just been going over to the UK for many, many years, lived there for a little bit in London, and it's always nice to come back.
Was that always doing music when you came over?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, I was living in London when I was working with One Direction quite a bit, and there's another...
So what did you do with them? What did you do with One Direction?
I wrote two songs on their second album.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was an interesting time of my life, and I had a record that I wrote for Pixie Lott as well called All About Tonight that was nominated for Single of the Year at the Brit Awards. So I've had quite the amount of success in the UK. I love every time I get to come over.
Good. So doing all that pop stuff, what made you go the country route as well?
Well, I mean, I've always loved country music, and first and foremost, that has been my favorite genre. I just grew up listening to all different kinds of music. I have a very, very eclectic taste, and I think that's enabled me to write not only country music, but pop music as well, and have some success doing that. Hey, everyone, this is Tay-Bay coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee, and you are listening to Lee Williams.
Just another Friday night, hanging out with my friends, laughing and tipping them back, just like you never left. That buzz was leading me on, helping me to forget. Can't believe I was telling myself, it ain't gonna hurt that bad, you ain't gonna want her back. At least that's what the drinks had me thinking. Bartender, pour them all strong, that girl is better off gone. I was drunk and the room kept spinning. I guess the whiskey on ice had me believing them lies, till the mist and you sank in. What was I drinking? My buddies kept them coming till I was feeling nothing. We were done, I wasn't thinking about us. Won't be no happy ending, so I just kept pretending I didn't even love you that much. It ain't gonna hurt that bad, you ain't gonna want her back. At least that's what the drinks had me thinking. Bartender, pour them all strong, that girl is better off gone. I was drunk and the room kept spinning. I guess the whiskey on ice had me believing them lies, till the mist and you sank in. What was I drinking? Thinking. Bartender, pour them all strong, that girl is better off gone. I was drunk and the room kept spinning. I guess the whiskey on ice had me believing them lies, till the mist and you sank in. What was I drinking?
So when did you move to Nashville?
I moved to Nashville around the age of 16. I was still in high school at that time, but I ended up getting a record deal very young, so I was in Nashville around the age of 16. And it's been a long and winding, crazy road to where I'm at now, getting close to 40. I've learned so much about the music business from getting a head start when I was pretty young.
Because you also had a duet out with an Irish girl. I can't think of her name from the Saturdays.
Yeah, Una Healy.
Yeah, that's Una Healy. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, I'd been a fan of her band, the Saturdays, for many years. They were very successful in the early to mid 2000s. We asked Una if she would be interested in singing on the song, and she said yes. Which was a huge surprise. I think there's a Canadian connection there. Her manager is actually from Montreal. So there was a little bit of that card to play, having a fellow Canadian managing her. But, yeah, man, it turned out so great.
Yeah, because it was a great duo. Because I remember now talking to you about that some time back before the summer. It was a great record.
Every street, every red light, but I still got lost staring in her eyes. They were Carolina blue. We turned it up when that song came on. She knew every word by heart. We were singing along in the dark to that summer, driving around with the windows down. I'll never forget her. That shotgun smile every midnight mile. Had her hands on me, working overtime, making it hard to stay between the lines. Back when it was just you and I. And that song of the summer, summer.
We danced, we laughed until we cried. But those 3 months, man, they flew on by. A little bit too fast, just like that playlist, we moved on.
Now all that I got left is a memory I won't forget. And that summer to summer, driving around with the windows down, I'll never forget it. That shotgun smile every midnight mile, had her hands on me, working overtime, making it hard to stay between the lines. Back when it was just you and I. And that song in the summer, a song in the summer. Summer. I can still remember that song of the summer.
I still remember
driving around with the windows down. I'll never forget her.
That
shotgun smile every midnight mile, had her hands on me, working overtime, making it hard to stay between the lines. Back when it was just you and I. And that song of the summer, song of the summer. Mm-hmm. Song of the summer. Song of the summer.
Yeah, current single is Think with the Sun. Very proud of it. It's doing really well over here, and hopefully it'll take off as well in the UK. And then this fall, just trying to finish up this album. We were originally supposed to have the album out around this time, but I just couldn't get it done. I was too busy with the summer festivals and shows over here. It was quite a busy summer for myself. So we're hoping to, I know we're going to have an album out early next year, probably February or March.
Good, because with the COVID thing, it obviously held lots of things up, and obviously once you can get back out and play to people that you want to do that as much as you can.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, getting back out on the road was such a huge part of my 2022. I mean, our summer was absolutely rammed with shows. And speaking of COVID, you know, Una and I had done this big duet, and we had shot a music video in 3 different countries. You know, her in Ireland, myself in Nashville, and then the actors were up in Toronto in Canada. And to this day, I still have never met Una Healy, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, because of COVID, nobody could travel. So yeah, I still never met her to this day. We've done plenty of interviews together. Obviously, we were on the song together and shot music videos together. Just it was always remotely, so we've actually never met.
Well, you need to get her on one of your tours if you're going to come back to the UK. That'd be great.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're working on it, trust me.
So are you touring now in America?
Yeah, it's been good. I'm just trying to get through the rest of these summer shows. We're pretty much there now. I just got one last thing up in Canada this weekend, and then I'm good to go for the next few months. Just taking a little bit of time off, trying to finish this record, and then I'm actually heading down to Mexico again in a couple of weeks, which is going to be great. We're working on what a UK tour would potentially look like before or after C2C. Coming up next year in March, I will be over for C2C once again. Hopefully up on the main stage this year, we'll have to see. I can't wait to get back. It's going to be a really good time, and hopefully we can put together a tour and I can see some other parts of the UK and meet even more country music fans over there. I mean, I've spent a very long time over here growing my fan base and having a pretty strong career. And I look at the UK as a challenge because I know there's country music fans there. They just may not have access to the music as easily as we do over here, but you know, to one day have as much success as the Shires as you talked about earlier, that's how we pronounce their name over here, the Shires.
Yeah.
But you know, I look to artists like that and the success that they've had singing country music in the UK. So that's definitely something I'd like to try and emulate at some point.
Good. Well, we look forward to getting you back here. Is there a new single been scheduled?
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure what we're going to go with. We're still kind of trying to make that decision, but I think you're going to see the next single come out in very early 23.
And the current album that's available, because I know you're getting a new one ready, is what?
That's probably going to be Love Girl, which is the last record. But the new album called Tulum, it will be coming out early next year. And the reason we called it Tulum is because I've actually been spending a lot of time in Tulum, down in Mexico.
Okay.
And a lot of the record was written down there. So, yeah, that's the name of the new record that'll be out in 2023.
And the current album's The Good Ones.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I make a bunch of albums. I can never remember the name of the album. Yeah, just roll with it. Absolutely, The Good Ones. That is correct. Yeah, Love a Girl was before that, yeah.
Well, Toby, thanks so much for talking to us, and we look forward to seeing you back in Europe, and maybe I might even see you when I come over there. Thank you.
Absolutely. You too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, everyone. This is Tebe coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee, and you are listening to Lee Williams.
Drove 75 on cruise control, down 65 till I hit the coast. Thought maybe here I could let you go. Local tequila, salt and lime, been helping me leave your memory behind, but it just keeps rolling back with the tide. Yeah. Way out there, there's a boat and I wish I was on it, so I could tie an anchor to this heartache and watch it sink with the sun, fade to black. But I'm watching rise, salt in my eyes, and I still want you back. I guess there's no better place than paradise to get over someone, so I'll stay here feeding the sand, drink in my hand till you sink with the sun. The skies are clear and so is the sea, lonely Roseanne on an ocean breeze. The only thing missing is you next to me. Yeah. Then the red set fire to a blue horizon, and I took another sip hoping your goodbye would sink with the sun, fade to black. But I'm watching rise, salt in my eyes, and I still want you back. I guess there's no better place than paradise to get over someone, so I'll stay here feeding the sand, drink in my hand till you sink with the sun. Way out there, there's a boat and I wish I was on it, so I could tie an anchor to this heartache and watch it sink with the sun, sink with the sun, fade to black. But I'm watching rise, salt in my eyes, and I still want you.